Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to jump into something really shaping digital experiences right now, MACH technology.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission, really, is to get a quick handle on it, not just the what, but how it actually helps businesses move faster.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just break down that acronym straight away, MACH. It stands for microservices-based, API-first, cloud-native, and headless.
Okay.
And maybe the most important one for listeners to grasp initially is that H, headless.
Right, headless. What does that mean in plain terms?
It just means you're separating the front end, like what the user actually sees and interacts with.
A website, the app screen.
Exactly. Separate that from all the back end stuff, the data, the logic. So you can push content anywhere, website, app, even at like a smart fridge display all at once.
Ah, okay. So that's the tech foundation. What's the big picture benefit then? The strategy behind using these four pillars?
Well, when you put those four together, you get what people are calling composable technology.
Composable, like building blocks.
Precisely. Think of it like Legos for your digital setup. You pick the best block for each job instead of buying one giant pre-built thing you can't easily change. It's about avoiding getting stuck with one vendor.
Gotcha. And this isn't just theoretical, right? There's actual data showing this works.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The numbers are pretty compelling. Gartner, for instance, they're predicting that by 2027, over 60% of commerce platforms will be built using MACH principles.
60%? Wow.
Yeah, both B2C and B2B. And there's a reason McKinsey found companies using MACH have cut their operational costs by up to 30%. So there's real ROI there.
Okay, 30% cost reduction is huge. But beyond the money, what are the main advantages for, say, a business listening right now?
I'd say it boils down to two key things for them, agility and scalability.
Right. Agility, meaning you can change things quickly.
Exactly. So imagine you're a fashion retailer. If trends suddenly shift, you can add a whole new product category or totally redesign your site navigation almost immediately, not waiting weeks or months.
Okay, that speed is definitely a plus. Mm. And scalability.
That's maybe even bigger, because it's modular, built from separate services.
The microservices part.
Right. It can handle huge traffic spikes like, Black Friday sales much better. You only need to scale up the specific bit that's getting hammered, maybe the checkout service.
Instead of having to beef up the entire platform, which costs a fortune.
Precisely. You're not paying to scale everything when only one part is busy.
Can you give us a concrete example? Like, what would a MACH e-commerce setup actually look like?
Yeah.
Which tools?
Sure. So you might use, say, Shopify Plus, but maybe just for handling the actual transactions and order management.
Okay.
Then you could use something like Contentful for managing all your product descriptions, blog posts, marketing content. That's the headless CMS part.
Right. Content separate from the transaction engine.
Exactly. And maybe you'd plug in Algolia for your site search because it's really good at search. Each piece is best of breed and crucially replaceable.
So the real power isn't just mixing tools, it's that you can swap them out.
That's the strategic insight, yeah. It's the independent lifecycle. If some amazing new AI search tool comes out next year.
Which it probably will.
Right. You don't have to wait for your big all-in-one platform provider to maybe eventually integrate it. You just unplug Algolia, plug in the new tool via its API, boom. Instant innovation.
Okay, that sounds amazing. Faster, cheaper, more flexible. But it can't be all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah.
What are the catches? The challenges?
No, you're right. It's definitely not a simple switch. There are hurdles. The first big one is integration complexity.
Right, because now you have all these separate pieces that need to talk to each other.
Exactly. In an old-style monolith, everything's inside one box. Communication is simpler. With MACH, you might have tens of services. You need a really solid API management strategy to make sure they all communicate smoothly and securely. It's complicated.
That sounds like it needs a different kind of team, different skills.
And that's the second major challenge, skill set requirements. You need people who really understand microservices, API design, cloud infrastructure, DevOps. It's a specific and often expensive skill set.
So companies need to invest heavily in training their current teams or hiring new specialized talent.
Often, yes. It's a significant upfront investment in people and potentially new processes, too.
So let's just summarize that contrast. Old way, monolithic, everything bundled, hard to change, scales inefficiently.
Right. Tightly coupled.
MACH.
Yeah.
Modular, uses APIs to connect everything, scale specific parts, lets you swap in best of breed tools.
Much more flexible and independent. That's the core idea.
And you mentioned e-commerce, but this isn't just for retail, is it?
Oh, not at all. It's proving really valuable across loads of industries: finance, healthcare, media, basically any way that needs to adapt quickly to changing market demands or technology. That flexibility is key.
Okay, so final thought then for everyone listening. MACH offers incredible promise, speed, flexibility, long-term adaptability. But you really have to weigh that against the upfront complexity, the cost, the need for new skills, and maybe even think about, are you just swapping one kind of vendor lock-in for another, managing multiple vendors?
That's a fair point. It requires careful evaluation.
So the advice seems to be, don't try to boil the ocean. Start small. Maybe a pilot project. Test the waters first.
Absolutely. Implement gradually, learn as you go. That seems to be the smartest path for most organizations.
Right. A measured approach to composable architecture. Fascinating stuff. That's our deep dive for today.